Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Packers Daily here on Cheesehead TV on the social channels. The Packers back on the practice field later today to get ready for their showdown with the Carolina Panthers on Saturday night. Sounds like the weather could miss them. There were early indications that this could be a possible rain slash snow type craptastic weather game, but sounds like it's looking like that's going to hit the area on Friday, leaving Saturday cold and clear. So maybe Aaron Rodgers will get his wish of a nice, cold, clear night at Lambeau Field. The Packers catching another break in the sense that Christian McCaffrey reportedly will not play on Saturday night, will not be available for the Panthers, crushing the hopes and dreams of many fantasy owners. I myself am a Christian McCaffrey owner. However, I am still in first place in the league, which feels pretty dope. It's been a while since I actually had a good fantasy team. Good morning, everybody, in the comments section. Good to see everybody. Yes, Brandy, that's a shout out and a half. Tired of trying to teach my kids on the computer. Teachers need a raise. I've been yelling it for years. My father was a teacher for almost 40 years, public school in Wisconsin. Teachers aren't appreciated nearly enough. Big B is here. What's up, Big B, in the house? Big B is the GOAT. The GOAT! What's up? Robin, McCaffrey's out. Not doubtful. He is not going to play. Do I expect Lazard to get more involved? This sounds suspiciously like a fantasy football question. I just think it's a week-to-week thing. And we did hear Matt on Monday talk about how Lazard has been on track, getting more and more snaps, getting better and better, coming back from that core injury. But I don't think they've been limiting his, the number of times he's targeted or anything like that. I just think in the flow of the game, last week, you know, he got three targets. MVS got six. Some weeks, MVS is going to get none, as he did the week before. So I just think it's going to be a week-by-week matchup type basis. I do think Lazard will continue to be a trusty outlet for Aaron Rodgers on third downs, and there will be the odd occasional game where he does score a touchdown or two. But, the one constant in this passing game is always going to be Davante Adams, and everybody else is getting basically table scraps. I'd rather watch a game in 10 degrees and snow rather than 33 degrees and rain. And no doubt about it, the one that leaps to mind is that Thanksgiving game when they retired Favre's number a couple of years ago. One of the most miserable nights ever in Lambeau Field history. Do I think MVS got a confidence boost out of his performance last game? I hope so. I mean, somewhat. It always good to be productive, but I don't think he did anything that game that we haven't seen him do already. I mean, obviously the catch for the touchdown was insane, but as far as a down in and down out kind of basis, it's not that much different than what we've seen since like going back to this summer. There was one play over the middle on a catch that he made. It's a play they must have repped 100 times this summer during camp. So it's not like, I don't think he has any loss of confidence. I think he's been inconsistent. And I know Aaron has talked about his need to make that the standard. And hopefully that is what happens coming out of this. I tend to think he's still going to drop one here or there, and it's going to be frustrating. But the upside certainly outweighs the downside with MVS. Justin, thanks for the super chat. Did I catch Beach's thread the other day? The signing of Larry Craig allowed Hutson to play DB instead of D-end and basically prolonged his career. No, I didn't. I missed that. Although I think he touches on that in the book. Kind of like Woodson being able to go from defensive corner to safety, prolonging his career. Oh, boy. Should we worry about what? Good morning, guys from California. What's up? Good morning from New York. How about Big Bob Tunyon on the McAfee show yesterday? Great interview. Kyle, I got to admit, I haven't heard it yet. I'm going to listen to it this morning. I did catch Aaron, but I missed Big Bob. Time to get Kirksey off the field in passing situations. Robin, we talked about it yesterday. Couldn't agree more. I don't think it's ever that easy, but certainly teams are taking advantage of him in those situations. There's no doubt about it. Oh, Chad, that's some resignation right there. Will be a bummer not seeing Jones in a Packer uniform next season. He's not gone yet. A lot of ball game left. I mean, I tend to agree that's probably where it's headed. But, you know, we're going to enjoy what we got while we got it. What do I see as the defense's biggest strength? Jaire Alexander. As far as, like, which part of their play is the strongest? Probably the secondary. It's crazy to think about with so many years of lackluster underperforming play in that regard. But I think they're starting four the cloud, if you will, of Jair and King on the outside, and Amos and Savage are playing at a high level. I don't think they're perfect, but they're playing really good football. They're being let down a lot by the interior, by the nickelbacks and the inside linebackers. But for the most part, that perimeter group is doing a very good job. Do I think they can beat Tennessee? Of course they can beat Tennessee. Come on, people. Craig, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, thanks for making me laugh so hard on Sunday. You're welcome for the Pappy chat. Add to this fund. What is up to now? Hashtag triggered. Greg, I just, you know, I got a soft spot in my heart for people who like things on the internet. And when people bash them or say they're underrated or overrated, I get a little touchy. I can't help it. The Pappy chat, the Pappy fund, I have no idea what it's up to. I'll have to go back and calculate it. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. I was at that Thanksgiving game almost hypothermic. Yeah, I was thankfully not. I was at a friend's place here in upstate New York, but everyone I know that was there said it was one of the most miserable experiences they've ever had. And that's not just because the Packers were playing so poorly. Another two or three gunners this week. It's a good chance, Robin. We'll see. Spin the wheel on Sean Ladinga's special teams. Where does it stop? Oh, two more gunners. All right. Oh, let's see what else we got. What would the compensation be for Aaron Jones if he leaves? It really depends on the contract he signs and then his playing time throughout that season. So I would gather. It all depends on what kind of contract he gets. And if it's comparative to some of the bigger running back contracts, you know, he could probably garner a fourth rounder, maybe. But I'm not holding my breath in that regard. Should Crosby be the defensive tackling coach? Why not? What's up, Nags? Why Nick Perry was never signed by any other team? That's a great question, El Diego. I guess maybe he was asking for too much. Maybe he didn't want to play special teams. I don't know. It's a really good question, though. Let's see what we got. It's Kamal Martin time. Christ. That's great. Tavon looked good right out of the gate. Joshua, I agree. He only played four snaps. He had two receptions, 8 yards total. But yeah, I think he looked promising. You know, they didn't utilize him much after those four snaps, but what we saw, I thought, boded well. Maybe we'll see more of him on Saturday night. Shashank Joshi, is that right? My God, these names. Morning from North Carolina, NorCal. Oh, sorry, North California. Nags, you are the light that starts each day. Wow, you need to get out more. A just right dose of humor, reality check, Star Wars, and Packers. Carry the G. I will. Well, that is very kind of you after I destroyed your name and couldn't pronounce your state. I thank you very much for the support. It means a lot. Saturday night watch party. Shots all night, Tommy. I told my girls, because, you know, I have my girls on the weekends, and I said, Dad's going to come home late on Saturday night, and he's not going to be in any mood to do much of anything. It'll be late, and I'll have been drinking beer all night long. See, there it is. Nick Perry was overrated. Depends who's doing the rating. Packers Twitter is going to explode when Gutekunst drafts another quarterback in the second round. Oh, God. Can we not talk about that right now? My goodness. Hey, Aaron from Colorado. What's up, Alfredo? How you doing? Special teams coach on a hotter seat than the defensive coordinator? Maybe. I mean, I would think so, but, you know, I think Matt knows the drill and knows what's being asked of this guy, and the fact that they are using 4 billion different people on special teams makes it a tad more difficult, but, yeah, I would think so. Possibility. Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba. Bring back Clay. What year is it? Did I wake up in 2012? Clay Matthews is not coming back to Green Bay. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Nags, Leroy make the Hall this year? God, I hope so. I mean, they're an irrelevant institution until Leroy Butler is enshrined in their halls. That's all I know. Joey, I'm drinking all the Dr. Peppers. There you go. Keep it legal, son. Who's been the biggest surprise overperformer in 2020? Well, that's a good question, Danny. I think Tonyan's done more than I expected. I would probably give him the nod there. I thought he'd be solid on a rotational basis. I didn't think he'd grab tight end one and be as productive as he's been, especially, obviously, in the red zone. Yeah, to me, that's the one big jump I didn't see coming, or one of the big jumps I didn't see coming. What else we got, Brandy? Waiting for the Packers linebacker group to show up is like my mother-in-law. Once you see them, you get instantly frustrated. Brandy, always keeping it real. Oh, here we go. David, this is a great question. What's worse, Packer special teams or Stormtrooper armor? Probably Stormtrooper aim. That's where I would go with that one. Thank you, David, for the super chat. I mean, they couldn't hit the broadside of a barn, even though in the original film, the very first time you hear the word Stormtrooper, Obi-Wan follows it up with, only Imperial Stormtroopers are so precise. Yeah, precise at being 10 feet away from the target. Clay, thanks for the super chat. Dream scenario, Packers already lock up the number one seed and have nothing to play for in week 17. Jordan Love starts and silences the haters. Clay, no, that would be Jordan Love backs up Tim Boyle and they put on the TBLS show. Come on, people. Get with the program. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. Lucas Patrick is my top overperformer. Nah, I mean, maybe for you. I haven't seen anything out of him that I didn't expect. Given what we saw last year when he had to step in for Corey Linsley and various other spots along the line, along the interior last year, he's been doing exactly what I expected him to do. Who's the biggest threat for the Packers in the playoffs? The Packers. I don't think there's anybody that can beat them at home. If they clinch home field and they don't shoot themselves in the foot, they win those games. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's the Rams. I don't care if it's the Seahawks. I don't care if it's the Saints. They don't turn the ball over. They play a clean game. Don't do anything stupid on special teams, which is no given. But they play a clean game at home, they'll win. I don't care who it is. Big Cheese, thanks for the super chat. I'd like to see them run the ball more, but what do I know? Well, and Matt pointed this out too on Monday. You know, there are more run calls than we end up seeing because Aaron takes, you know, check with me's or options on run plays that have a backside key or whatever. And, you know, more often than not, those are the correct calls, you know, seeing what's the defense is giving you. And especially against Detroit on Sunday, they were playing a lot of single high safety with an extra man in the box, giving you some opportunities on the outside. So, you know, Rodgers is going to take those. It's like candy from a baby. And that does kind of suppress the number of run attempts. But yeah, I think I would like to see them run the ball more efficiently. But, you know, if teams are going to dare you to throw it. You got Aaron Rodgers. I'm down with that. Joshua, thanks for the super chat. Pack went out, dominated Lambeau in the playoffs, faced Kansas City in the Super Bowl. They start slow. People think it's over. They claw back. Hail Mary to 17 for the win. Let's go. Joshua, from your keyboard to the football god's ears, I love it. David, thanks for the super chat. Thank you for your takes on how to enjoy football without also ruining your life. Keep things on the fun side where entertainment should be. Man, I mean, don't get me wrong. I ain't got a very healthy overview of this stuff. I mean, the Packers rule my life. I mean, I don't think anybody would accuse me of having some kind of Zen balance here, but I try to, yes, keep it entertaining and trying to not make it homework. That's what I always said on the beat, you know, or when I was at Bleacher Report even. Like, people get so – there is an audience for analytics and for the numbers and diving deep on the tape. And I'm a geek. I'd love that shit just as much as the next guy. But the general audience, for the most part, and the numbers bear this out year after year, don't care. They just want to drink a beer, have some fun, watch some football. So that's what we try to do. You know, we try and keep it on that tip, so to speak. Super Edge 99, thanks for the super chat. Will Dylan be able to answer the bell when needed? We'll find out. He only played, I think, 4 special teams snaps on Sunday against the Lions. But it'll be interesting to see weather turning, getting some nitty-gritty stuff going on. Lambeau down the stretch. Maybe they turn to the big bruiser. But I keep saying it, and I tend to think this will continue to be the case. I only think they utilize him if there are injuries to one of the guys in front of him. Otherwise, I don't think they're going to break up the rhythm they've got with their two backs. Andy, thanks to the super chat. I find running backs interesting. Probably the only position that sees backup / rookies come in to replace number one and excel. Davis has been great in place of CMC. Then that's the whole, you know, chorus of why you don't pay running backs or you don't draft them high. That's why you saw a lot of people raise their eyebrows when the Packers drafted A.J. Dillon in the second round. You know, it is probably the most fungible position in the NFL, and it's the one spot where untested rookies guys, young guys can come in and have success and be productive. So yeah, I think, and I also think that is why we haven't seen Aaron Jones get paid yet. Joshua, thanks again. Only Green Bay can beat Green Bay. That is all. Carry the G. Very much agreed. Brian, thanks for all you and Cheesehead TV do. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Brian. Thanks for your shout out. It's the season, baby. Gotta love it. Kava, good morning. Nags, do mixed relationships work? Would you date a Vikings fan? Inquiring minds want to know. I would date a Vikings fan. I think it'd make it fun. Absolutely. 1,000%. Because I'd always be winning. So, I mean, the mix of those arguments really easy, right? Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Brandy, Vegas finally has the Packers in the Super Bowl race. They also have flyers for call girls. Who knows? We got to do a Brandy set. Like, we just a book maybe of Brandy one-liners. Fantastic. Take my wife, please. Tunyon blocks like he is rolling in the semifinals with the dude. You guys are out of the world. I love it. I love it so much. Why do our defenders always seem to dive at the ball carrier's legs rather than actually wrap up? Joe, other than Jair, who's actually kind of been guilty of that one as well at times, no one does it with consistency, and it drives me nuts. Wrapping up, I mean. I'm with you. We saw a real bad one from Kevin King on Sunday. It's something that's driven me nuts for years. I have no idea why it ever, you know, is allowed slash never addressed, apparently, because guys continue to do it. I don't know. I wish I knew. Lenny, sorry, I'm late. What did I miss? Everything. Do we expect to see more Tavon this Sunday? Trevor, I think so, yeah. He only played, what, 4 snaps on Sunday against the Lions, I think Saturday night, which is when they play, Trevor. You'll see a little bit more of him. I think they'll start utilizing him more along the lines of what they were doing with Tyler Irvin. You saw them already putting him in motion a bunch and utilizing him as that perimeter threat. And I think we'll see more of that Saturday night. Okay, guys, I'm going to have to keep it short. I got to get going. Make sure you join us for transplants tonight. Big Cheese, thanks to the Super Chat. Do you think they will use Austin Moore? I was just talking about that. Yeah, transplants tonight, 5 p.m. right here on the social channels. Please hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel. If you really want to support what we do at Cheesehead TV, please consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon page, patreon.com/cheeseheadtv. We had the weekly Patreon happy hour last night. It was a ton of fun. It is every week. If you can't give to Patreon, I totally understand, but please do just hit like. Hit subscribe. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. See you tonight.